grade school, it seemed like the attitude of a lot of older musicians was that you had to be perfect, like Yes or a progressive rock band, before you could even play a song in public. So you just thought that the music you're playing in bands in your garage when you were in grade school wasn't really real music until it was as good as Rick Wakeman or somebody like that.
And that's funny that you say that, because I started playing with keyboards and it was that stupid keyboard lead on Roundabout that made me think, oh, I want to be a keyboard player. And I found the sheet music for it, and I was like, okay, now if I could learn how to read these dots, I could somehow become Rick Wakeman. And then as I learned about the dots, I realized that whoever transcribed the dots from the recording got it wrong, and I was wholly disappointed. What a sad story that is, huh? So then what I ended up doing was just playing the stupid record over and over again to figure out how to do that keyboard synth lead that Hammond B3 lead that I just thought was amazing, which absolutely just turned out to be a 1-4-5 progression, which any musician knows is like the fundamental music that any moron can play.